mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call, Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. You're tuning in to the Mindful Moments Challenge. Cultivate self-awareness in 15 days. Be sure to post your journey in our free Facebook group using hashtag mindfulmoments so we can support each other. Link in the show notes. Now, let's have some mindful moments together. Day 15, celebration and commitment. Congratulations, you've made it to the final day of the Mindful Moments Challenge. Thank you so much for being here the last 2 weeks. You absolutely deserve a pat on the back for taking time out of your day, every day, to cultivate the habit of mindfulness in your life. Through this journey together, we've talked about being mindful through deep breathing, body awareness, affirmations, gratitude, shadow work, connecting with nature, empathy, communication, stress management, acceptance, rest and relaxation, joy, and self-reflection. And now we're going to talk about the biggest question I always get asked when it comes to mindfulness: how to commit to it so that it actually makes a difference in the long run. How to make mindfulness a long-term lifestyle. How do I make time for it every single day? Patience, consistency, and grace are the keys to the answers of these questions. A little bit of mindful awareness every single day is stronger than a few random mindful moments scattered throughout your week, or even less often than that. You didn't cultivate your current lifestyle overnight, so give yourself grace while you consistently work to change and make changes. Just like with anything else you're trying to change in your life, you have to be committed to it and you have to stay consistent. Our default setting as humans is mindlessness, or living on autopilot. By participating in this 15-day challenge, you're already well on your way to breaking this habit of living on autopilot. Through mindfulness, you begin to recognize those default settings within yourself, then work to make those shifts that align with the type of life that you want to manifest, the type of person that you want to be. You've already come so far in this journey, truly. Trust me, you really have. It might not feel like it because what you want to manifest just hasn't manifested yet. Or it might feel like everything is a struggle, so progress seems slower than molasses. But trust me when I say that getting this far is something worth celebrating. When you climb a mountain, which I've never done before, but I know you start at base camp. From there, you begin the long trek upwards towards the summit. Eventually, you'll lose steam and you have to take a break halfway to the finish line, or probably way more often than that. It's really easy to just stand there while you're taking your rest, staring at how much further you have to go up the mountain. but it's just as easy to turn around and look back down the mountain to see how far you've come. If you're listening to this now, I want you to look back down the mountain, see where you started, and see how far you've come. Be inspired by your own progress. Keep going, and don't forget your humble beginnings. It's time to be empowered. I have been your mindfulness guide for the last 15 days, maybe more if you're already a fan of the Spiritually Inspired podcast. And now you have everything you need to keep this momentum going. And you also have so many options on how to do that. Your first option is to start this challenge over again. Come back to these 15 days, or really any of the specific ones that really resonated with you, whenever you need to. They will always be here for you. You can also take about 10 minutes each day to cultivate higher levels of self-awareness. There is a total of 45 tips given throughout this mini course on how to cultivate mindfulness in your daily life. Try them all. Stick to your favorites, the ones that make you feel good. Try coming up with your own. See what works for you. You might have noticed that those tips don't strictly involve formal meditation practices, but that is certainly one of the best ways to cultivate mindfulness. What better way to be fully present than to sit down and do nothing but breathe? I know this is challenging for a lot of us to do, but you are ready. It takes practice, consistency, and grace with yourself. You might even find Spiritually Inspired on YouTube for a plethora of 10 to 15 minute guided Reiki meditations to help you get started for free. The power is in your hands now. I can talk into this microphone about mindfulness until I'm blue in the face, and I basically do every single Friday since 2020. But ultimately, it's you who will choose to actively apply what you've learned through my talking into your ear. I can't be mindful for you. All I can do is support you on this journey, which I'm happy to do. Even if you need to come back to square one again and again, I'm here to encourage you and to offer you guidance as much as you need. The empowering thing about empowerment is the fact that it builds on itself. You're empowered to make the choice to cultivate mindful habits each and every day. The more you exercise this power, the more empowered you feel. And over time, you will likely find your own style of mindfulness. When that day comes, be sure to post it in our free Facebook group so that we can applaud your commitment and be inspired by each other. So with all 15 days under your belt, here are just a few more quick tips for cultivating the habit of daily mindfulness. Be sure to give at least one of these a try today to get the most out of this challenge. The first one is that I actually love doing this one, but using reminders. Set alarms on your phone or your computer or whatever piece of technology you use, or place visual cues in your environment to prompt mindful moments throughout the day. These reminders can help you stay grounded and present amidst the busyness of daily life. Eventually, they'll become second nature, but having a little reminder go off on your phone, a little notification, is a really great place to get started. Another thing that I encourage you to do is to set realistic expectations. Understand that mindfulness is a skill that develops over time. Be patient with yourself and embrace the process rather than striving for perfection. Look back down the mountain. And finally, you need to find support if you really want to commit to being mindful in your everyday life. Join a mindfulness group or community, either online or in person, where you can share experiences, insights, and challenges with others on a similar journey. Having a support system can provide encouragement and accountability. The Spiritually Inspired Facebook group is the perfect example of this supportive community. And if you want to join us, you can use the link in the show notes or go straight to spirituallyinspired.co/free group. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to wrap up today's installment of the Mindful Moments Challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more mindful moments. I'm Sarah Ray, your manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I'm sending you an abundance of love, light, and inspiration. Blessed be.